This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kelms. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Wayne Bell. And Wayne, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
It is, boy, award season. It started Sunday night with Golden Globes. Last week we had the
Critics' Choice
and the nominations
and
the Oscar
nominations.
So, first of all, your thoughts on the Oscar nominations. No real surprises.
I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
I left that with the two biggest jaw droppers that I can remember, which are how would you omit Ben Affleck and Catherine Bigelow? I don't understand.
For best director.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thrilled that like the director of Beasts of the Southern Wild get in there and all that, but that it's crazy. If you were to ask me, place everybody, you know, in any category where you think, you know, who has the best shot of getting a nomination of any kind. I mean, those two would have been right up there at the top.
But you do have this mathematical problem where you're going to have as many as 10 movies nominated for Best Picture and only still 5 nominated for Director. So some Best Picture nominees are not going to get a Director nomination.
That's true, but I would have never picked those two. You know, with Catherine Bigelow, you kind of have to wonder what is going on there, because she had won most of the critics' prizes going into last week.
And she is the director of Zero Dark Thirty, which has raised some controversy in Washington about where she received some of her information in this movie about the hunt for Osama bin Laden.
And this apparently pro-torture stance that the movie does not take.
Right.
I watched it twice over the weekend. There's no possible way that I feel like that, but you do kind of have to wonder if it's because of something else, meaning I've heard a lot of film critics say it was fine when she was a female director and won for The Hurt Locker a few years ago.
First woman to win the Best Director.
But then this is different now. This is very threatening. This isn't a little movie. And when you're talking about the director's branch, which is about 300 members and mostly men, it is threatening. And Ben Affleck, that is ridiculous. From everything that I've read and heard, and even some Academy members who were questioned about it, the consensus seemed to be that everybody thought he was in, so they voted for smaller directors because they knew he would be in anyway and win. I mean, he was set to win, and he won the Critics' Choice the other night, and he won the Golden Globe. Mm-hmm. So, I think he would have won. I mean, I really do feel like if he would have got in there, he would have won, because they love actor-turned-directors.
Kevin Costner won.
Right.
Redford
won. And Spielberg's
won.
Already won a couple. Bigelow had already won. Ang Lee's already won. I mean, it's really bizarre that happened. But, you know, it's happened in the past. Ron Howard took a long time. He would win DGA and he would win all sorts of awards and then never get nominated for Oscars.
Spielberg himself has been considered a lock for a nomination and not earned one in years
past. I think
those
are kind of the big surprises. And then, of course, you know, a couple of John Hawkes for The Sessions. That's an omission, maybe because it was a smaller movie.
But you're always going to have some omissions. You're always going
to
have some that you could say, wow, if there was a 6 nomination.
But then to see
person.
Other things get in and do so well, like Beasts of the Southern Wild, which was a small movie but really loved, you know, that's really nice. And I thought that Seth MacFarlane and Emma Stone gave us a nice preview of what it'll be like when he hosts the Oscars, because he was kind of charming and dashing and kind of made that announcement fun.
You've seen most of the nominees for Best Picture.
Yeah, and you've seen quite a few. What'd you see over the weekend?
I saw Silver Linings Playbook and Argo.
Okay, so what'd you think?
Neither would get my vote for Best Picture. Silver Linings Playbook, I thought for 2/3 was a very interesting movie and a very interesting look at bipolar and unflinching. I think you either buy or don't buy the last third of the movie. It becomes, I thought, I didn't think it was a bad movie, but I think ultimately it's the best romantic comedy I've seen in years.
Okay.
The performances were fantastic.
So can you explain to me why she would be so obsessed with running after him? Because I that never bought to me. I never, from a romantic comedy standpoint, I appreciate the performances, but I never once understood like why she would become so
enamored.
Yeah, there was nothing, no buildup for that.
And I think, and we don't want to give away, but the last third where this sort of narrative device comes that will build to the climax.
Dance. Yeah, the dance thing.
I didn't buy it at all.
No.
The dancing alone I did, but not the reason the dance had to be good.
Right.
It just didn't work.
Seemed a little artificial.
Tried. Yes. Now, I thought Bradley Cooper. I thought Jennifer Lawrence. I thought there were
Jackie
several.
Weaver, I love, and Robert De Niro. They're great.
They were. And so I thought it was – I'm glad I went to the movie.
There's problems with it, though.
I agree.
There's a lot of problems. And if Jennifer Lawrence is a co-favorite to win Best Actress, that's weak. Because I personally, she has one scene in the diner, but the rest of it, it's not her movie for Best Actress.
Right.
It's his story. It's his parents. We never even really meet her parents. Yeah. I mean, so it's kind of, that's a strange choice, but she's pretty, so they'll probably go for that.
The woman who plays Bradley Cooper's mother?
Oh, yeah, I love her.
I was surprised that she was not nominated for Best
Supporting. No, she is.
Oh, she is.
Jackie Weaver.
That's right. Well, she's fantastic. No, she's fantastic.
All four of them are. First movie since Reds to have four acting nominations.
Now.
Argo?
Argo is a great watch. But here's
the most fun movie of the year.
Yes. Here is a problem with it. And here is why I don't feel at all bad that Ben Affleck is not nominated for Best Director. The last third of that movie is, it's a cliche, but it's edge of your seat, hand-wringing, how will this happen?
Never happened.
Never happened.
Yeah. But well, we go in with that suspension of disbelief.
But here's the difference. And you and
it
I
never says based on a true story at the beginning.
Okay. But here's the difference. We all know, as patrons going in, almost everyone, that it is based on a true story, right? This magnificent, crazy story, which it was, inventing this fake movie. But I remember as that, you know, and everyone should know that things work out, right? And it's hard when you know the ending of a movie, how to make it suspenseful. This one is. But at the end, when there are these Iranian police cars coming up, and none of that happened. And here's the thing. If I had gone in to see just a movie that I didn't think was based on real life, and I saw that at the end, I would have said, that's too much. That would have never happened. But because I thought it was based on a true story, I said, it's crazy that they got through all of this. Except they didn't. The tickets had already been purchased by the Canadian embassy. They sailed through the airport.
Right. But that wouldn't be the most fun thing to watch.
Exactly. But I think it's an artistic cheat when you have a movie that most people think is based on real life where you can go over the top, which many viewers would not allow artistically to
happen. But wouldn't that be a screenplay concern more than Ben Affleck?
You're right. It's more of a script thing because it is a fun movie.
Yep.
And I really wish that John Goodman had earned a nomination, too.
Yeah, he's fun. He's just as good as Alan Arkin, and Alan Arkin got in there. But, you know, it's interesting. We got 6 weeks to go. It's good that we're finally kind of catching up with some of these. And all in all, it's a good year so far.
Okay, by the time you and I next talk, I will have seen Life of Pi, Zero Dark Thirty, and Beasts of the Southern Wild.
Okay.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
If you're traveling to the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there, for she once was a true love of mine. See for me that her hair's hanging down.
That is Bob Dylan, along with Johnny Cash, from the CD Nashville Skyline. The reason I'm playing Girl of the North Country there is because, although I had some criticisms with Silver Linings Playbook,
yes,
I think one of the best sequences I've seen in a movie in a long time involves a scene in that movie with this song playing behind it.
Oh, okay.
It's a gorgeous scene.
Okay.
And I love it when a song that's 30 or 40 years old is put back into a film and used just perfectly.
Okay, I'll have to check this out.
Yeah, I love that song too.